actually has a collected fee.
We collected the fees and had to write out the receipts by hand.
Yeah. Up until 8 years before you left.
Yes.
And then they had an accountant. So up till then, you were basically an accountant as well.
Yes, I did look at the accounting too. Yeah. And we had a couple of cashiers, and they collected money ordinarily, except during registration time, then we had to really pitch in at work.
Registration time does make you rather dramatic.
Yeah.
Now, with
I know now, talk to somebody. You can work something out where you can pay $100
each month.
Yeah.
To help pay.
Well, of course, the tuitions were very low.
Much cheaper then.
And if a kid was really having a problem, then I would talk with them and work something out.
Somebody said that Dr. Haas sent a lot of her budget money back to the state at some point. Was that true? Did she use all the money that she was allotted?
We use every penny, if at all possible. Yeah. Once in a while, if something didn't come in on time, such that is something we ordered, science equipment or something of that sort, and it didn't come in by somewhere around the middle of June, then we had to put that forward into the next fiscal year. And so that money would go back, yes.
But she didn't make out her budget so that she could... she spent everything that they sent. She didn't send money back to the state.
Oh, no. No, we set up the budget so that it would all be taken care of.
One more question. What about, we've heard a lot recently about the football team.
The football team?
When the football team came to Westcott.
It seems to be a conversation in class.
Maybe we could ask you, what do you feel most affected the school itself? Over time, are there things that you remember really changing, something that happened that changed the school? You mentioned the men coming definitely changed the school, right?
Yes. Well, nothing very dramatic, really. No, just the expansion itself. From one building to how many?
Campus. What about campus? That's true. Did
that cause a lot of confusion from semester to semester or year to year?
Well, I suppose it did because it meant readjustments of all sorts. And, of course, I always felt that we should have expanded in the city rather than going out into the country. I think it's difficult for the students, and as a matter of fact, after we started to go up there, one day I said to Miss Haas, because they were charging them 50 cents for a ride, I said, "You know, Dr. Haas, I think that it's awful to expect these kids to go up there from down here and vice versa." She says, "Well, I guess maybe we should have given it a little more thought." So she thought the same way.
Was it her final decision about purchasing that room?
The final decision, of course, was up to the state of Connecticut, but both had a few million.
What about Danbury, the town, the city of Danbury? When you first came, did the college have a lot to do with the city? Or were they very separate from each other?
We were quite separate, I would say, yes. There were only a couple hundred students. Of course, the state has purchasing procedures so that Danbury itself didn't benefit too much from having the college there.
But when you had a lot of problems with overcrowding, do you feel that the town really, or the city?
Yes, they helped. Kids found it kind of far in some cases to come down. Even where I lived, it was quite difficult for them. But they used to come down with me in the morning. And so it worked out all right. But then they were on their own.
You used to bring five boys down with you from home to work?
Yeah. Well, and sometimes they didn't have classes, you know.
So were a lot of boys living in Connecticut and people home?
Yes, there were quite a few. Yes, I don't remember exactly how many, but it was, I'd say at least 50.
And did the city respond well, or was it hard to find
places? Well, they responded. But,
do you think the growth of the school got out of hand at some point? It grew so fast, so much.
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't think so. No, I think that the staff was big enough to accommodate.
And did Dr. Haas encourage the growth?
Oh, yes.
She thought it was very positive.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.